Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It's the extra special, amazing 100th episode. Yep, we're now going into our third year, and I thought we would mark this 100th episode by looking back at the craft beer scene in Brookings and the area, how it's changed, and look ahead. Guests today include brewers Seth Cook and Rich Droughty, South Dakota's pioneer craft beer blogger Dale Miskimmins, and Drew Eklund, the beer guy at Brookings Liquor Store. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says the biggest change he's seen in the past few years, craft beer is now everywhere.
The largest indicator of the presence of craft beer is not at Wooden Legs or at other places that have committed themselves to craft beer. It's at every single little bar, restaurant, gas station, you know, casino around the state, where 3 years ago, you'd be really hard-pressed to find an amber ale at a lot of these places, and it would actually be a bit of an adventure to go see if you could find an IPA and you'd text your friends. That doesn't exist anymore. Most places in the state, excluding places that are specific to craft beer, just general bars and restaurants, have a fairly decent tap selection. You know, there's still a heavy presence of you know, the beers that you see advertised during the Super Bowl, and there probably always will be. But the guest lines and the tap lines and the things that you can get just in the last 36 months is pretty phenomenal.
Rich Droughty is the brewer at Bank Brewing over in Hendricks. He's been very surprised at the growth and number of brands of craft beer that have come to South Dakota.
And it's not just coming from one distribution partner. They're all kind of going after the big names, and the people of South Dakota are very beer rich right now. It seems like they can get almost any style fresh, hopefully keep them fresh, and keep these breweries around. I know one of the main beers that we make is Sour Bomb, and the main reason why I made that beer is because we couldn't get Bell's Oarsman. It was my main reason for making that, is I need to bring this to the area because I tried this in Michigan and it was amazing. And I never thought the Bells would come here. I do think it is a different beer, but, you know, take inspiration from something because you can't get it, and then all of a sudden now you can get it.
Dale Miskimmins writes the Sodak beer blog. He says the people of the area have become much more educated on craft beer.
Because of many things, such as your program, the column in the Argus Leader by Rachel Anderson, and it used to be a few years ago, you could go to the Brookings Liquor Store, and they had a couple cases of Bourbon County Stout that sat on the shelf forever until some wise person came in and gobbled it up. Nowadays, you have to get on a list, and you may be lucky to get two bottles. So the demand is growing, and that's tremendous.
Drew Eklund is the beer guide at Brookings Liquor Store.
The biggest change that I've seen as far as the local scene goes around here at the liquor store is that there's actually a local scene here now. We actually have East River beers. Before, when people asked for a local beer, I directed them to either Crow Peak out of Spearfish or Brow Brothers out of Marshall. I still include them in the local conversation, but now we have even more local options such as Hydra and Fernson, both out of Sioux Falls, and my personal favorite, Bank Brewing, out of Hendricks, Minnesota. Their Sour Bomb has converted a bunch of people into sour beer lovers.
More of our 100th episode right after this.
Behold, behold, this liquid of gold. What friendships are made of, why stories are told. It's beer, we drink it round here. We drink it all the time.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we celebrate our 100th episode. There's no doubt the presence of Wooden Legs and other breweries in the area has helped to grow the scene. Seth Cook says Wooden Legs is happy to take the time to help guide newcomers through this craft beer maze.
When we set out to do this, that was kind of our hope. One of our tenets was to bring some craft beer to the masses, you know, to leave our tap lines open for, you know, our beers that we like to make, but we have a lot of tap lines here, and it's not just the beers that we like to make. You know, Crow Peak has always had a presence here. We've always had to find, you know, we've always found space for Brow Brothers or Bank or, you know, any beers that we can get our hands on. And that was really our intent here. It was not just to be a brewery, which we're doing right now. We're actually in the back brewing, but was to be a I don't know, a safe zone, a place that people could come and explore and not feel intimidated.
We've seen amazing growth in both choice of brands from outside the state and in beers brewed locally, and the local consumer is becoming a more knowledgeable person when it comes to craft beer. All our guests predict it will continue to grow. Rich Droughty from Bank says people like having beer brewed nearby or even just down the street.
It feels like we're just going to keep localizing more and more. There's going to be a lot more breweries popping up, and we're just going to continue to localize. I think that the people who are going to be closest to the consumer are the people that are going to be grasped onto because of that freshness factor. We've never been one that wanted to distribute across the country, and I think that the people that do are the ones that are going to maybe struggle a little bit to get going. Because I think if you start up new, you're just going to have to focus on those local people. So I think we'll get more breweries, but we're not going to get a lot more huge breweries, I don't think, going forward.
Craft beer blogger Dale Miskimmin says it's growing even as we speak.
There's a brewery that will open up in Pierre. Pierre's not a big town, but that's encouraging. There's a new brewery getting established in Aberdeen. And recently, the Watertown Brewing Company opened. And we have ongoing development in Sioux Falls and the Black Hills. And I think it's really exciting for craft beer in South Dakota.
Drew Eklund at the liquor store says they're literally running out of room for craft beer.
We don't have room for the. It seems like every month we have a new brewery coming through. So we're actually planning to do a major beer reset this summer. So hopefully that'll open up some room for all of the breweries that are pouring in.
Seth says there's room for growth in South Dakota for more brewers.
I don't think we've hit the saturation point yet. I think there's a lot of room for little local breweries like Wooden Legs. Distribution breweries, there's probably maybe some room for some more. But I think these community-based, small tap room, the Wood Grains, the Wooden Legs Brewing Company, the Hay Camp, the Watertown Brewing Company, I could probably name a bunch of them. I think there's a lot of space left for neighborhood breweries.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for helping make 100 episodes possible. A few quick special thank yous to Seth, Drew, Brant, Dale, Chris, Rich, Nate, Sully, Angela, Tyler, Kyle, Don, Mark, Mike, Tim, Derek, Anello, Tom, Omar, and the many other folks who've been on the show. And thanks, Howlin' Wolf.
Well, now, beat me in the bottle, bring me my running shoe.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.
Well, now, beat me